Grace, peace, and mercy to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. You may be seated. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus our Lord, the gospel lesson for today had taken place sometime early of Holy Week. It was less than a week away from Good Friday when Jesus spoke these words. Now, I'm sure you all know the context of Luke chapter 21, but I'm going to share with you what it is anyways. Earlier in that chapter, Jesus was by the temple in Jerusalem, and his disciples were admiring the temple. In fact, they said, "Jesus, look at it. Isn't it magnificent?" And Jesus, without missing a beat and pulling no punches, tells his disciples and those who were gathered in the crowds that that temple was going to be destroyed. And in fact, that prophecy did come true in 70 AD when the Romans came in and destroyed the temple and much of Jerusalem. And the words in chapter 21 before our gospel lesson could be paraphrased like this. Jesus was telling his disciples to get out. Get out of Jerusalem while you can, because much destruction is going to happen. While also not missing a beat, he also tells them the end of the world is going to happen. In fact, he tells them that there will be signs. You will hear wars and rumors of wars and earthquakes and famines and pestilence. Those words have been taking place ever since Jesus said those words, but he went on to say there will be some natural or unnatural signs as well. The sun, the moon, the stars. Something's going to take place. Luke does not give us great detail as to what Jesus said there. But whatever it is, there will be much distress. The nations will be perplexed. They will be fainting and foreboding. They will be scared as to what is going to happen next. But Jesus, looking at his disciples, saying, "When you see these signs, take heart." He tells them, "Straighten up. Raise your heads, for your redemption is drawing near." Then Jesus went on and told a parable about the fig tree and all trees. The point of the parable is not the fig tree itself, but what the fig tree does and what all trees do. He says, "When you see the leaf coming, you know summer is near." Or as we might say, "We don't see any leaves on the trees, so winter must be near." The point of the parable was this: you see and you know. You will see the signs and you will know the kingdom of God is near. Jesus tells us that the heavens and the earth will be destroyed. Nothing will remain on the last day except his word. The devil knows the world and everything in it will be destroyed. And his job is to destroy you and me along with it. But Jesus warns us. He says, "Watch out, lest your hearts be weighed down with sin and drunkenness and the cares of this life." All those things are around us, pulling us away from God and turning us to our own sinful indulgences. "Watch yourself," Jesus said. "Stay awake. Pray. Pray that you would have strength to escape all these things." And not only that, but that you would stand. Stand before the Son of Man. Jesus knows what it's like to bear the sins of the world and the cares of the world upon himself. Jesus bore the sin of the whole world, including your sins and mine. And he earned for us the forgiveness of sins and salvation from the devil and the sinful world. Jesus rose from the grave to assure us that our redemption is near, Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, we have the gift of eternal life and the assurance of heaven. So what is the point of all this? Why on this first Sunday, or this first week of Advent, that we are concerned about the end times, about the coming destruction and the judgment that Jesus will bring? To help us to remain faithful. To give us assurance that even though the end is going to happen, we can straighten up and raise our heads because our redemption draws near. So that when the last day does come, we can stand before the Son of Man. Jesus made you his own through the water of holy baptism. He gave you faith to trust the promises that he made to us. He gave to you eternal life. Jesus is with us now in his word and in his holy supper, where we will hear again today the most wonderful words given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. It is by God's grace that we will stand before the Son of Man on the last day. Jesus is coming. He's coming in his glory. Straighten up. Raise your heads. For by God's grace, your redemption is near. Thanks be to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.